Okay. Good evening. Okay, good evening, Erev Tov, and happy to be here again for the second time. Last time we talked about insect-free vegetables downstairs, and now we're going to talk about Trumot Ma'asrot. I have a difficult crowd here because I will want to talk very practical and to talk a bit long this, so we'll see how exactly we will do it. Before I start, the last month we published our first English book, The Grapevine. It's a kid's book about teaching kids first grade, second grade, kindergarten about mitzvah Orla. I think it's a good book. I use it for my kids. They enjoyed it, so we recommend it as well. Okay. Mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz include about 50 mitzvot. Most of them apply today, mideoraita or miderabanan. A few not. Most of them do apply. And the main one we're going to talk today is Trumot and Ma'asrot. And how many mitzvot involve Trumot and Ma'asrot? The answer is 20 mitzvot. When we mafrish Trumot and Ma'asrot, we deal with 20 mitzvot, 6 mitzvot aseh, positive mitzvot, and 14 mitzvot lo ta'aseh. That's what we have to do, and I have to say, I'll start with it. When I bring fruit or vegetables, we don't have a garden, we live in Petah Tikva, but when I bring sometimes neighbors, some people, and it comes home, so my wife has a note on it and leaves it for me. Moshe, you do it. And I have we have a text, it's not so complicated. No, I don't understand what's written, how do you do 9%, this side, that side. You do it. And my wife, I can't say anything, but I think many people, in Hebrew speakers, people that live here, grew up here, they were born here, don't know, they know there's a text, they sometimes read it, but you don't fully understand. And for me, this is the most important thing, that at the end of this lecture, we will go over the text, everybody will understand it, and at home they will know what to do, the basic things afterwards, maybe more, but we'll start with the basics. Any questions before we start?
Okay.
What? Okay. Separating and naming and netina. Trumot u'masot, we have two different things that it's two different steps when we do afrashat trumot u'masot. The first thing is to separate and name each matana, each present, and to name to say who it should go to. The second thing we should do, lechatchila, not always we do it, we'll explain why, we should give it, netina, to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Ani, to the poor person. But, thank you, even if we did not give it before we give, or even if we don't give, once we separated a name, we did the afrasha, the produce is no longer tithin. We can eat it. Afterwards, we should give netina, yes. But even if we don't, because of various reasons, still the produce is no longer tithin. When it's still tevel. Tevel is before antaith produce, before you do a fashatum and masot. And the penalty, the onish, is mitavi de shamayim. Many people, if you will ask them, if you will have two options, to eat not kosher meat or to eat tevel, most think, no noble Jew will say, Tevel, no, okay, not kosher meat. We don't know exactly surim, what's more for it, but basically, mita bide shamayim is a very severe punishment, and tevel is a very important isur.
Today as well? Today as well, it's mita bide shamayim?
Midei rabbanan. So what? How do you did the Rabbanan? Good question. We'll discuss it. Okay. What do you do with tevel? It's forbidden to benefit from its consumption, meaning you can't burn it, give it to a non-Jew, feed your animal, but you can smell tevel, meaning if you have a lemon, or you and you picked it and you bring it in your house, and you didn't do a fashat wat masot from it, so you can still smell it, but you can't benefit from it in other ways. Hal. Now this, I think most people know, but I'll go over it quickly. The five main matanot we have. The first matana we have is Truma Gdola. We give to a Kohen. Second matana we have, Maaseh Rishon, we give to a Levi. The third matana we have, the Levi gives Trumat Maaser, or the Torah calls it Maaser Mina Maaser, to the Kohen. That's the first three. And then we have the fourth or the fifth one. We have to give a Maaser Sheni, and the years 1, 2, 4, 5, or at the years 3 and 6, we give Maaser Ani. Now, let's do it in a different way. How much do we give? Truma Gdola, we give to a Kohen. How much we should give? In the time of the temple, we gave 1 out of 40, 50, 60, depends how generous you are. Today, the Rambam already writes it, and before, today we give Kol Shehu. Meaning, something. Something already is enough for Truma Gdola, because even in the time of the temple, with the Avad, it was enough. And today, that the Truma Gdola, we will see what we do it, but basically the Kohen cannot eat it, so we go to the Din Deoraita, we go to the minimum, and Truma Gdola we give a bit. I'll just jump in the text, we'll give it in a few minutes. We say to set aside a little more than 1%. Why a little more than 1%? This little more is the Truma Gdola.
Why by Challah we give it to Zayas? It's the same thing. Right, that's also mashu.
Good question. Even in good question.
Before you answer the question, let's just hold all the questions after this until the end.
I don't have a good answer just now. Why in Chala it's less? We give kezayis and here less. I think I have an answer. Okay, we're keeping on. Truma Gdola, so today we give something. Maaser Rishon, we give 10% to Levi. Maaser Me'eser, 1/10, after we give the Truma Gdola. In the time of the temple, it was 9.8% because you gave 0.2. Today that we give Mashu, so it's 10%, we give to a Maaser Rishon to a Levi. The Truma Gdola is Kadosh. Meaning, similar to Chala, Kadosh, we cannot do anything with it. The Kohen cannot eat it because we're all Tumei Metim, no Tumei Tara, so the Kohen cannot eat it, even today. What can he do with it? We'll discuss. Not a lot, but basically, usually the Truma Gdola, we have nothing to do with it. And the Tumat Maaser, when I see, when I went to Chasalat, and I saw the amount of Trumat Maaser they have, it's a lot. Many, many, many kilos every day. And what do you do with it today? Most of it, usually, most places, you put it in, you wrap it in a bag, and you have to throw it. So I told the person that's in charge of Trumat Maaser, thank you. Why? Because now my tefillah, at the end, when we Shibaneh v'tamidash b'mirabi amenu, at least for this, that we will have Tahara and this Truma and Trumat Maaser. You will do something with it. The Kohanim will eat it and not throw it. Oh, there's another option, but we'll discuss in a minute. Truma Gdola to the Kohen something. Maaser Rishon to the Levi 10%. The Levi is supposed to give 10% of his, meaning 1%, to the Kohen, Trumat Maaser. Today, we give it in the name of the Levi. meaning when we separate Trumot Ma'asot, we say 1% plus 9% goes to the Levi, and the 1% goes to the Kohen. We do it instead of him, and it's okay, it's valid by Halacha, that's what everybody does, because we usually don't have a Levi next to us to give it to him, then he will give. That's what we usually do. So the Kohen gets a bit more than 1%, and the Levi has at the end 9% of the produce. Afterwards, we give a maaser 10% of what's left. After we gave 10%, so 10% of the 90% is of course 9%, which we give to maaser sheni, as we said, or maaser ani. Maaser sheni. In the time of the temple, a person would take these fruit or vegetables and take them to Beit HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, and eat them there. But if you live far away, you can lifdot, lechalel, to move the sanctity, the kedusha, from the produce to money. If it's yours, you have to add chomesh, 25% in a quarter. And I just wrote about it this week's Torah Tippets. I don't know if you read, if you get it here. So I just wrote about the Chomesh, because we have something a bit, people didn't understand exactly our text, so I wrote about it. But you give Maaser Sheni, you redeem it, you add Chomesh, and you redeem it on money. In the time of the temple, you would take the money, go to Yerushalayim, and with this money, you would buy food and eat it there. But the Gemara tells us, that hekdesh shve mano mane shechilelo al shve pruta mechulal. If you had hekdesh, or for us as well, produce maser sheni that is worth 100 shekel, and you redeem it on a pruta, b'diavad it's okay. The Geonim said, "Aha, today that we have nothing to do with the Maaser Sheni, and we don't want it to stay by us because it's a chashash takala, maybe people can eat it to use it. So even lechatchila, we should redeem it on a pruta. Pruta today is, again, there's a bit machloket, but basically what we say is about 5.2 agorot today. So the smallest coin we should use for pidyon Maaser Sheni is 10 agorot. We'll discuss it in a minute. That is Maaser Sheni, 9%. Maaser Ani, in the years Gimel Vav, my kids from school, they told me, Ava, Aveda and Gu. The years Aveda, Aleph, Bet, Daled, Hey, is the years of Maaser Sheni. And the year Gu, Gimel Vav, third and sixth year, is the year of Maaser Ani. And these 9%, the years of Maaser Ani, we should give to a poor person. Poor people. Basically.
What are we in now?
What?
What year are we in?
Good question. What year are we now?
Yes.
Tavshin Ayin Tet is the fourth year, which is Shnat Maaser Sheni, which will be very relevant when we will do Trumot Ma'asot from these tomatoes in a minute. Okay. Yes. What does the Levi do with the produce he got? The 9%? He gets it. What does he do with it?
Eat
whatever he wants. It's chulin. It's not kadosh. The maaser ani, the poor person, when he gets his maaser ani, what does he do with the porus? Whatever he wants. Meaning, he can eat it. He can throw it to the garbage. He can sell it. Or, if he's a very nice person, he can
give it back.
Who said? Give it back. Meaning, if you have a nice levy, I'm not talking about me, I have a few tomatoes, but if I have tons and tons of produce every day, and I have a very nice levy, that I like him and he likes me, I can give him all the maaser rishon, and I'll smile at him and say, we're good friends, right? Oh, good, let's remember each other. And he can give it back to me, and this is what almost, not almost, many kashrut organizations do. Not all. Many kashrut organizations, what they do, besides the Chazanish we'll discuss in a minute, what they say is you give it to the Levi, and the Levi gives it back to you. And then at the end of the year, you give him something for his service, so-called, and you give him something at the end of the year. That's what most organizations do. We don't think it's such it's the best Nehuda way, let's just say. And we have, I think, a better way, which we will discuss in a few minutes. I have to say, Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, we shouldn't give a levy today. We should not. We don't have to. We shouldn't give it to a levy. Why not? Because we're afraid that people will, we will have new levim. New levim say, oh, we're levim, we want to get Maaseh Rishon. So the Chazon Ish said, and because we don't, Chazaka, no levim have today a Shoshelet Yichusin, that we're sure they're a levy. And he talked about Pidyon HaBen as well, so why Pidyon HaBen we do give a Kohen? Discussions, but he said, don't give, and the rabbis that go according to the Chazon Ish, they don't give Maaseh Rishon. Let's talk what we do. What we Bet Haotzar do, we have it here. I'll show. I'll skip it. Actually giving Maaser Ani to a poor person and actually giving Maaser Rishon to a Levi, we do it in the same way. How do we do it? We have a Levi. You all know him. But he doesn't want to say his name. He's very famous in the last few years in Israel. And he's a Levi that has a Shoshelet Yichus of 500 years. So he's a Levi, Levi Miyuchas. And this Levi is a big tzaddik. Why? We have this fun Bet Haotzar, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. And by Bet Haotzar we have members. I'm a member. I pay 80 shekels a year. And then I have a coin, which we'll discuss in a minute why. And in the headquarters. And the Bet Haotzar I give through them the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. How do we do it, Maaser Rishon? Because to give 9% of these tomatoes, we can do it, but it's not so practical. And even if I will have more, the Levi has to come here, or I have to go to him. It's a tircha. I don't have to go to him. He has to come to me. He has to run after me. So we did as follows. The owner of the produce gives an advance loan to the Levi and the poor person. Let's say a regular, I think our membership a year is 80 shekels. So I think 30 shekels of it you give. Meaning you have the subscription, you give a loan to this Levi, that we know his name, and you give it to him. Every time you do a Frashat Umot Masrot, and you say these 9% become the Levi, it becomes his. With Kinyan, there's here a whole discussion how exactly it becomes his. What does he do with it?
Gives it.
He sells it back to me, not gives. Sells it back. Let's say, how much will 9% be of these 4 tomatoes? 10 agorot.
I don't know.
20 agorot.
One.
So what?
One agora.
So instead of being that he owes me 30 shekel, now he owes me 29. Tomorrow I do again. He deduct. If at the end of the day he still owes me, and that's usually what happens, so I tell him, thank you, Mr. Levy. I don't want it back. What does this Levi do with all this money? He gives it to Musdot of Tzedakah Torah v'Chesed. Tzedakah Torah Institutes of Tzedakah Torah and Chesed. Meaning, I gave Maaseh Rishon, I mamash gave, I gave the produce, even not the coin, which according to some poskim, you should not give money worth, but you should give the produce itself. I gave it to him, it became his. Practically, it was easy for me because I didn't have to run after him. Practically, it was very nice for him because he didn't have to run after me. And we did it to say that even the Chazon Ish maybe will like this solution because the Levi doesn't leave it by him. He donates it. So no Levim will want to become Levim now just in order that they will get money and donate it. So maybe yes, but basically that's what we do. Last year, we gave, I think, around 700,000 shekel from Maaseh Rishon, and 700 700,000 shekel as Maser Ani. Maser Ani, we do the same concept, but just not the Levi, but just Kranot Tzedakah, all kinds of Tzedakah organizations, as of your Nikimi, Pamonim, all kinds of other Tzedakah institutions. We check every poor person that he's according to our rabbis, that he's Ani according to our rabbis, because there's many discussions halachically, how do you define a poor person today? And that's what we do, and that's the, we think, the best way to have, to give, mamash, to give, Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Ani. What is Maaseh Rishon? The Levim in the time of the temples were the teachers, were the Meshartei Tzibur, were the rabbis. So today, it somehow goes to the same place at the end, through the Levi, but it goes, in our modern world, it goes to the same place where we think the Torah wanted it to go, even in our days. So
on the third and sixth year, you give away 19% of all your money? That's a
just
lot of money,
remember,
to give away.
Just remember that if you will tell today a farmer, give 19%, he will say, no problem, switch me, I'm going home. 19%, it's not relevant. You cannot. But if you remember that in the past, this was the taxes. So many people that pay 50% tax and 40%, 19% is okay for them. So it's okay. Meaning that were taxes. Today, to imply exactly the same thing, another 90%, to add it on all the taxes the farmer gives, it's not relevant. Rav Yaakov Ariel and other rabbis wanted, they came to the government and wanted that to give this as part of the taxes, it's maybe in a few years before the Mashiach will come. But we can do it. If these 19% can go out from your taxes, so that's fine. No farmer will
say it. Doesn't go from taxes,
no.
Today.
No.
So
today,
can
no.
You give 19% plus taxes?
Oh.
So that's a lot of money you're giving away.
Oh, first of all, it's not we don't give anything. You give. If you have a membership, so it's yours. But you're right. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says as follows. The lady gets 9%. But what's this 9%? This 9% is bruto. He needs to come to take the produce. He needs to sell it. He needs people. He needs a lot. It's not 9% netto. How much is netto? So he has a whole discussion, and he says 0.5%. We do in Netoza, we do 1%. We more machmir, meaning at the end, 1%, that's a Maaseh Rishon. That's what we do with big farmers. If you have a big farmer that wants to do it, so I saw a farmer, it's mamash, that's their tzedakah. They go over everything, and through it outside, and at the end of the year, 1% they give to Maaseh Rishon, and if it's Maaseh Ani, another 1%. That's for a farmer, it's a lot of money. A lot of money. Okay, did I answer you? Okay, we're keeping on. Yes, so years 1, 2, 4, and 5, we give Terumah Gdolah, Maaseh Rishon, Terumah Maaseh, and Maaseh Sheni. Years 3 and 6, Terumah Gdolah, Maaseh Rishon, Terumah Maaseh, and Maaseh Ani. What do we do on Shemitah? Basically on Shemitah, Patur, it's all Hefker. But, again, it's a discussion, but basically if you eat Heter Mechira, not the other solutions. But if you're making and use the term Mechira, so you should give to one Masot without a blessing. Because of the discussion, how we should treat Heter Mechira in the light of Tumot Masot. Okay. What should we do with the Truma? So, the biblical zoo in Yerushalayim. And I heard here there's a zoo of with the animals, what's his name?
Slifkin,
yes? And the safari in Ramat Gan and other places as well. The animals eat truma. Why? Because, again, it's a halachic discussion, but according to most poskim, a kohen can feed his animals with the truma, even today. So, 1% of all the tumot in Yerushalayim, which is a lot, goes to a kohen. And the biblical zoo's animals are halachically owned by a kohen. So these tumot go to the kohen, and he gives it, feeds it his animals, meaning it goes to the to the animals. There are a few halachic, you shouldn't give it on Shabbat. Rav Saran said to give it in grama, to put it not in front of him, but to have a bit of separation, other things. But basically, that's what they do in many places. And we think it's a good idea, because what is the other option?
Throw it away.
So that's what most kashrut organizations do. In Gush Katif, when we were there, we had like a katifari, like a small safari, and we gave the animals there. I was in Saz, so all the carrots, the 1% truma carrots, they give the cows. You give the cows, and in other places they do it. And of course, you give the truma for free, you can't sell it, but it's a win-win situation because he pays for the shipping, which is a lot of money. So you don't have to pay for it, and he is happy. That's what you usually do. Oyo, when I was in Yeshiva in Yerucham, I had a friend, one of the Avrichim, that got every few months, like a 10-liter jug of olive oil, truma, tmeha, and he used it for hadlakat nerot, for Shabbat and Chanukah. That's what most people do with olives. And all the rest to burn or to bury it.
The Kohen who gives it to his animals getting hanon. I thought you're not supposed to get any hanon from truma.
The Kohen, he can use it hana'a l'yedei kilui, it's called in halacha. If you benefit from it while it's the Mishnah talks about be'era. You use it, you throw it into your fire, and then you have a bigger fire. Today, of course, it's not relevant, but there's what, not all poskim agree. There's Mishnah, Karshine Truma, there's a discussion, but that's the halacha lemaaseh.
Just as soon as somebody touches it, it's tummy, so it needs to be burned.
You can give Kohen's animal Truma Tmea, according to most poskim, as well. According to most poskim. Only if it's wet. Okay, we're keeping on. 5779 is the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Sheni year. But what do you mean Maaser Sheni year? Meaning, the vegetables is the easiest. If you harvest vegetables after Rosh Hashanah, one of Tishrei, it's already the next year. But fruit is not. The new year for Terumot and Masrot, the definition of the year as Maaser Sheni, the fourth year, starts only after Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam. And not exactly after Tu Bishvat, you have to have the Chanata, the beginning, the blooming of the fruit, the beginning of the fruit when it's small, that has to be after Tu Bishvat. This is a very important thing for people that have trees in their gardens. Not all trees, but some fruit trees have their chanata around Tu Bishvat, and then you have to make sure that you know if the chanata was before Tu Bishvat or after Tu Bishvat. Because if the chanata was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, could be you will eat the fruit only 3 months later. You will come 3 months later and you're sure it's already the new year. It's not Maaser Sheni, but you don't know that the blooming, the chanata was before, so you should be careful and know which one is which. And this is very relevant for Orla as well, to know, because it's the same thing for Orla as well. Before, after, to Ishvat for Hanukkah.
Which garden trees is that relevant for? I have an orange tree, and it's very clear that they all come after.
You're right. Lemons, it's relevant. Shaked, no? Almonds.
Shesek.
And a few others. I wrote it on the website under Tu Bishvat. I wrote the whole list. I asked the Gaon a few, and I have like 7-8 species.
That is on the same tree. You can have almonds that will be ready at the same time, but one will be early one. So what do you do? You put something on it. How do you track it?
Good question. Basically, on Tu Bishvat you should do it. On Tu Bishvat you should go, and then you should separate the two, or mark them somehow, or take them off. It's true as well for Ola. Bidiavad, if this, so we wrote about it in the book, Rabbi Yaakov El wrote the discussion. If Bidiavad you don't know, there is a trick to do, but it's Bidiavad. Okay, we're keeping on. Whoa, 9:10. Okay, again, it's legal, that's not less relevant. In last session, it has to be at least 10 agot, as we said. Any coin, not shtar, any coin is valid, doesn't matter what where you live or what coin you use. What do you do with this coin? Destroy it. But if I take every 3 days the food from my garden, I don't want to destroy every 3 days my coin. So what usually people do, take a 1 shekel or 10 shekel coin. Then the 10 shekel coin, they know they can redeem on it, wait, it's more than 100 times. But what happens after 100 times? Or more than that, where will you put this coin? You need to put it in a place that you know it's there, but that your wife, husband, kid won't use it, because if he will use it, it's kadosh. So what do you do with it? Second thing, and the years 4 and 7 for Shemitah cycle, this year before Pesach, a person had to do Biur Ma'asrot, the 6th mitzvah. Biur Ma'asrot, all the ma'asrot he has to take care of them, including all the ma'asrot he produce, or coins that he has, he needs to leva'er min ha'olam. How does he do it? So I wrote about it in Torah Tevis before Pesach. Basically, the halach, I remember me as a kid, on Erev Pesach, when I was in kibbutz, my father gave me his 10 shekel coin with a hammer. He said, come back to me when we can't use this coin. And I remember it, we had a lot of fun. It took us a long time to bang it until you can't use the 10 shekel coin. Another solution is, the Mishnah says to throw to Yam HaMelech. It's funny, I saw in an article a few years ago that they found in Yam HaMelech hundreds of coins. And they didn't know. But one of the suggestions is that these are Matvot Masuni, it's a problem because it's Kadosh, you can't use it. Because they thought Yam HaMelech, the coins will... You can't use it, but it was in a place, I don't know exactly how, that it kept it well till today, which is very interesting. Or there's another trick that we tell people they can use it, but I don't like it. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said you can redeem the coin and sugar and throw it into the sea. Put it in the sea. To redeem the coins and sugar, then to put it in the sink. I don't like the solution. I think getting rid of the coin is more, you feel more the mitzvah, but many rabbis use this solution. Okay, let's, Baruch Hashem, I didn't think so many people will come, so forgive me. I think we'll have one for two. And we'll even get some magnets. Some magnets I need back. So. No. The pages, you can pass them. We have a few.
Why did you destroy the 10 shots of corn and not redeem it under tonight? You destroyed the 10 shekel coin, you said.
Yes.
Why?
You're right. You can take the 10 shekel and redeem it on 10 agorot, and then the 10 agorot. You're right, we can do it. Twice every 7 years to do 10 agorot, 10 shekel, I think. Is. Okay. I have to keep on. So. Okay. Now, wait, not everybody can see it, but we have here 4 tomatoes. That our tevel vadai, we picked them up this morning. We need to do two more ma'asrot. So, I'm starting. Number one, make sure you have a coin that is worth enough putot for several chilulim redemptions. Members of Bet Haotzer have a designated coin located in Bet Haotzer headquarters, and I have a coin in the headquarters Bet Haotzer, so I don't have to have it by me. It's much easier and much more practical to have it there. They take care of it for you. Set aside a little more than 1% of each type of fruit or vegetable you are taking to one of my cell phone and proceed as follows. So we will take, usually I open the ones that I don't want to use, which is doesn't look as good. It has to be Ra'ui L'Ma'achal Adam, but even if it's not as good, that's what you need to take. I think there's more than 1% here of all 4. Berevach, as they say. Okay. I'm on the left side. If the produce is definitely teve, no one separate one ma'asot from it, which is, make the following blessing before reciting the full text. Please answer amen. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר קידשנו מצוותיו וציוונו להפריש תרומות ומעשרות. Now on the right side. The full text of setting aside תרומות ומעשרות. What I am about, number three, what I am about to say applies to each type of produce separately. This is relevant when we have tomatoes and cucumbers and bananas and we want to say the text once and it applies to each type of produce separately. So we say it at the beginning and then we can say the text once.
You can say the text in English.
Yes, the bracha in Hebrew.
Right.
I asked in the Machon the rabbis and they told me, listen, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach said that if you don't fully understand the text, according to some poskim, you're not should say the chovah. So the bracha should be in Hebrew, but the text should be in the language you know the best. Of course, if somebody perfectly knows Hebrew, you should do Hebrew, but we have as well a Hebrew, of course, but I gave you the English. Okay, I'm keeping on. Of course, if you have three types of produce, you should take more than 1% of each type. Yes? The text you say once. The 1%, now please be focused. It's a bit complicated. The 1% that is on the lower side of the produce I have set aside remains tevel for the time being. The rest of what I've set aside is truma gdola for all of the produce. The a bit more than 1%, which is here, the 1% that is on the lower side, one of the side, doesn't matter really which side. On the lower side, this is tevel, and this small, the a bit more, is truma gdola. As we said, truma gdola today is kol shir, something. I'm keeping on. The 1% I mentioned, this, and another 9% on the upper side of the produce, could be the north, could be the south, that every nosach says it differently, but basically a specific side, let's say on this side, the 9% here and the 1% here, all together is maaser rishon, goes to the lady. The 1% that previously I set aside, this is Trumat Maser. So we have until now three. We gave Trumat Gdola, we gave Maser Rishon, the 10%, and we gave in the name of the Levi, the 1%, which is here together with a bit more, because both of them is Trumat. So we have 9% here for the Levi, and 1%+ here for Trumat. Until now, you're with me?
Yeah.
Good. I'm keeping on.
No.
Okay, we'll do it again. Let's stop now. Okay, again. We have here produce. We have here a piece which will go to the Kohen. This will be Truma. This includes two different things. Truma Gdola and Trumat Maaser. But we have a problem. The Matanot have to be by the order. First Truma Gdola, then Maaser Rishon, only then Trumat Maaser. So, I start at saying that the 1% is tevel, and the a bit more that we have here is truma gdola. Now we have to give 10% to the levi. Here we have the 10% to the levi. 9% plus 1%, this maaser rishon goes to the levi. And then I give from these 10%, the 1% as trumat maaser to the kohen. A bit more.
Keep on.
I cut off one piece.
That's how much?
More than 1%. I'm keeping on.
But then the 9% is another thing that you're separate.
The 9% is here somewhere, which, as we said today, most people, practically, I'm talking in your house, practically people don't give to the lady. You can give it. If you have a lady neighbor, you can give 9%. It's even better, but ask him before that he wants it and he won't throw it to the garbage if you give him a small percentage. What we do, as we said, we do it through Bet HaOtzar. It becomes the levies and he sells it back, he deducts it, and some people just leave it in their house, whoever doesn't have Bet HaOtzar, leaves it in his house and waits for the levy. What happens if the levy doesn't come? No?
You can eat it.
Because he needs to come to me.
But
much time do you give them?
What?
How much time do you give them?
The people that don't, it's, you're right. That's why we think it's not the best way to do it. Okay. Practically, people don't do it. We have to keep on. And another 9% on the lower part of the polis. Because remember, before we had upper and lower, doesn't really matter. It has to be one of the sides, which would be Maaser Rishon, and the other side would be Maaser. Another 9% of the lower part of the polis is Maaser Sheni. That's it. Let's say this side. But here we have in the text, just a second. If the year requires Maaser Ani, it is Maaser Ani. Why did we add it? Because many people, they don't remember. Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, fourth year, wait, Shemitah, before Tu B'Shvat, after, fruits, vegetables, they don't know. Sometimes carrots that you buy today, they were half a year in the fridge, in the packaging house. So sometimes you don't know. And then we say, if you're not sure, say always both. Say it's Maaser Sheni, and if the year requires Maaser Ani, then you're covered from both sides. Because so Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, it can't be both.
9%, you don't say 10% of what's
left? You can say it, but you can say. Another 9%, okay. Another 9% of the lower part of the point is Maaser Sheni. So we have here 9% Maaser Sheni. What do you do with this Maaser Sheni? We have to redeem it on a coin. We have another bracha. Two brachot already from Afrashat Tumot Masot. And here on the bottom, on the left side. On the bottom, on the left side.
You say one bracha and then say this, and then you say that?
Yes.
Can you say both brachas and then say all the
time? Better not.
No.
Better not.
Better not to?
Better not to.
Okay.
As well, what I do is what I think you should do.
Okay.
If the polis is definitely subject to Maaser Sheni and it undoubtedly Tevel, and I'm sure it's Maaser Sheni because it's vegetables and we picked it today, recite the following bracha before redeeming the polis on a coin. And please answer Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Gidshanu Zotav Tzivanu Lifdot Maaser Sheni. What I have designated as a Maaser Sheni plus a quarter of its value, Tosefet Chomesh, because it's mine, is now redeemed by transferring its sanctity, Kedusha, to a pruta and a quarter's worth of my designated coin. Why to a pruta and a quarter, not a pruta? It's a whole halachic discussion. I don't want to get into it. If you really want to know, be it Torah Tidbits this or next week, I wrote about it. This redemption applies to each type of produce in accordance to its level of obligation. Doesn't matter now. Sometimes we have different levels, Ole Mitzrayim, Ole Bavel, Chamama, different one is Trade Rabbanan, one is Tlate Rabbanan, so we say it. If we have one species, of course, it's not important. If I have food of Netar Revai, not relevant for now. And number five, to dispose of the Truma, double back the 1% plus this, and that is separate, and place it respectfully in the trash. I have one, and at home I'll do a second bag and put it respectfully in the garbage. And the next bracha we have is Borei Pri Adama. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri Adama.
Okay. Good.
Okay, we're keeping on.
Where did you get these two microphones?
A friend of mine, the rabbi brought it from Bnei Dekalim.
So they take two off a tree. Wasn't water in the Merkaz.
No,
someone's got it.
You have to worry about the juices on the plate and all that.
No, it's not Shemitah. Shemitah is no.
That is not Tevel juice.
This I designated. Okay, Bet HaOtzar we talk. If you're a member of Bet HaOtzar, you give a Maaser Rishon Mamash, you give Maaser Ani Mamash, and you have a coin. You don't have to deal with the coin. My father doesn't like it. I told him, Abba, it's good. So he said, yes, but
I want the coin.
Well, I want to have it. Oh, Besogayim, in brackets, I'll say, Pruta Chamura. What we do in Bet HaOtzar, we have a Pruta Chamura that we do it on Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, which is on the highest level of obligation because of the discussion of Pruta Chamura, Chazonish, whoever knows the subject, we do it. Okay. Maaser Ani Maser ani loan agreement. You sign a contract with the ani and with the levi. Do you say a blessing? If it's a safek, you don't say a blessing. When could it be a safek? When you buy in a place that doesn't have a kosher certificate. We think a person should not buy fruits and vegetables in a place that doesn't have a kosher certificate. Fruits because of Orla, and vegetables because we should buy in a place with a kosher certificate. Well, what's the question even? Ah, but the avad, you have to buy. It's not forbidden. You can do tumot masot in your house. But could be it's somebody separated from it. Could be. Even though it doesn't have a hechsher certificate, got from Tnuva, sometime on the way between the farmer and what and the grocery store that doesn't have a kosher certificate, maybe somebody separated. So you do everything, but you don't say the bracha. If it's for sure tevel, but you're not sure if it's maser sheni or maser ani, so you don't say the bracha maser sheni, because it's a safek.
Meaning you don't know what the Shemitah cycle it is.
If you don't know what year of the Shemitah cycle, so open the what you do, calendar, whatever, and just check. It's very easy. And in our new ones, it's mamash for, I can't say for lazy people, but in the new Hebrew one, they wrote you mamash. Tafshin ayin ded, shana revit la Shemitah, shnat maser sheni. Tafshin pei, and I said, good idea. Next magnets, I will do it in English, I'll add it as well. But these magnets, I don't have it yet. So once you'll have it, it's written here. Okay? But if it's a real safek that you don't know, if you can check, if you have to do tumot masot now, you don't have the 1 minute to check shnat maser sheni in your phone or the computer, so say without a blessing. Okay.
I thought you could say both ways.
Bracha. You should redeem Aser Sheni Misafek, but not the bracha.
Can you go back? You said you can say one bracha for separating Truma and Meister and then I guess the rest? Oh, thanks.
This?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. If it's grown in the house, you don't say a bracha because it's a safek if you have to say, if you have to separate from what masot. So you don't say a blessing. If you buy it in a place, I say that you're not sure. And listen, let's keep on. If I'm a Kohen a Levi, do I have to give Maaseh Rishon? The answer is?
Yes.
No. Because you're giving yourself.
I have to separate, I don't have to give. Remember what we talked, the separating, say the text, and give it, giving. I don't have to give it. So in Bet HaOtzar, if you're a Levi or Kohen, you have to pay half price. No, because you don't have to give Maaseh Rishon. It stays by you. You have to say the same text, but not to give. Buying in the market, if someone set aside to want Maaseh from the produce, many times the answer is yes, we should know. Even Baruch Hashem today, the Rabbanut is very strong. And most places you go without the, I'm not talking about the Arab, you know, selling on the, between the Chemish and Yerushalayim, but most places, groceries, most produce came from a place that they separate Tumot Masot, but just like, I don't think anybody will buy kosher chicken in a place that most of the chicken is kosher. If we're not sure, we should separate Tumot Masot.
Where there is kashrut.
So that I was asked many times. Is the basic
question?
If it has a kosher certificate, but I'll add, it's a hechsher that I usually don't follow. Let's say. So can I rely on it? Even let's say I'm mehadrin and this is rabbanut. This is a complicated question. Basically, I think Tumot Masot is easier. Basically, most organizations do basically the same, and it's easier to rely on the basic Rabbanut, even if you're Mehadin usually, but it depends on which Rabbanut, it depends. Basically, this issue is easier than meat, let's say.
Since the Rav isn't here, I'll tell you in his name that you should consult your local Orthodox Rabbi.
Of course, but say the Metziut is usually for Tumot Masrot, I did say it's the Mehadrin and kosher is exactly the same, but it's not so far. It's not like meat and chicken, which is very big difference.
And
Orla, not now. It's a whole different. I need 15 minutes to explain Orla and what and the list that they have. The rather not. Okay. Okay.
Have, let's say you have a bag of tomatoes. If they are from the same field, then it's okay. If they're from different fields, but the guy is selling tomatoes.
So that's another problem. If you that's another problem. If you have tomatoes from different places, maybe one is Olei Mitzrayim, one is Olei Bavel, one is from a hot house, one no. You should separate each one by itself, lechatchila at least. Each level of obligation is different. So if you buy in a place that you know it's two different porus, okay, but many times you don't know. It could be the same place. That's another reason why lechatchila you should buy in a place that has a Hechshel certificate. Additional halachot, we'll do it 3 minutes and then we'll open for questions. Shabbat, you can't do afrashat tumot masorot. I have to tell you, it's not a joke, it's a real story. We were in Poland, I was a rabbi there for 4 years, a Rosh Kollel, and once we bought fruits and vegetables from Israel, like Israeli, we had, I think it was oranges or something, and I checked there was no problem of Orla because of various reasons. But Tumot Masrot, and we forgot to take Tumot Masrot before Shabbat. So we said Shabbat, we can't do it. We can't refresh Tumot Masrot on Shabbat. So my daughter said, so why can't we ask our pram pusher, our Goya, she can do it for us. Of course, she cannot. And Niraki Metakin, that's what the halacha says. You cannot do afrashat tumot masorot b'Shabbat. And this is a big, sometimes it's mamash kev lev. Please remember to do it before Shabbat. Somebody brings you something and you waited for Shabbat and you want to eat it and you forgot to do it before Shabbat. Ben Hashmashot, the discussion, Mishnah, Bavim Madlikin, Me'asrin, Arvin. But after Shabbat is in, you can do afrashat tumot masorot. If you're in Yerushalayim, it's problematic to redeem Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim of Bayit Sheni. And what you should do, lechatchila, is wet the produs before doing afrashat tumot masrot. Then it's tameh. And then to do afrashat Maaser Sheni betumah, many poskim allow it today. But if it's tahor, and you already did the afrasha, you're in a big problem. Big, big problem. To take it out, discussions, but to remember to wet it before doing the afrasha. You should take from something that people can eat. Meaning, if you have an orange, lechatchila, maybe it's the next one. Lechatchila, you should take from the part you eat, not from the peel. Even though people sometimes eat the peel, but you should take from the main thing that people eat. But it should be a food fit for human consumption. Meaning, what usually they do in big places. They take the what they call sugbet. You have the nice carrots and you have the small carrots, the two big ones, the ugly ones that you can't sell. Usually this is what you give truma, the truma, and then you don't waste. You use something that you couldn't sell, if the leaves are eaten, there's many discussions. Parsley, coriander, mint, do you have to do tumot masot? Yes, no, it's a big machloket. Basically, if you eat the leaves, you have to take tumot masot. If not, you should take without a blessing, because it's a safek.
If you make tea out of it.
But it's not, yes, basically. It depends on the species. The species is eaten. How do you define it? Basically, if you eat the leaves, you take with a macha. If not, you take without a macha. If you make juice, you separate tumot masot before squeezing it to juice. Only grapes, you separate tumot masot after, when it's already wine, grape juice and wine. Indoors, separate tumot masot without a blessing. If you go indoors, again, because of that, there's a safek about it. Hydroponics without a blessing. Land of Israel, it's a whole different shiur, not now. Produce of non-Jew, if you sure it was grown in a non-Jew's field and it was owned by a non-Jew and now he comes and sells it to you, you do not have to separate tumot masot. But if a non-Jew brings it to you but you're not sure where he bought it from, so you don't know, and you should separate one masot, at least without a blessing. Ownerless produce, hefker. Hefker patur mitrumot masot. Now, this is a very big discussion. What happens to all kinds of trees in the city? Palm trees that have dates. So other things that are in the city, but is it hefker? Everybody can take it? It's not so clear. But if you're in a place, this I think is a spring in Gush Etzion, a place which is owner's marsh hefker, so you can take and eat. It's patur tumot mazot, even when you bring it into your house. It's patur.
What is patur?
Patur, you're not obligated.
Can we do a trick and just say,
I went to Ramat Golan. And somebody said there that I heard a trick that I can say all my trees are hefker. And I told them, and he was somebody that came from the States. I told him, listen, you came from the States to Eretz Israel for the 20 mitzvot, it's pretty easy to fulfill, and you're throwing them away?
Yes.
I don't know what he did afterwards.
Yes.
I don't know what he did. Separate what was the time. Let's skip this. Netarevai, not now. Just. Who can separate Rot and Masrot? Who cannot separate? Your Filipini? An Anjo? A Katan shouldn't do it. Not a Leyen Mitzvot. Mina Mukaf. You should, what you separate, when you do the Afrashat, should be close together. You shouldn't do to Rot and Masrot from here to what you have somewhere else. It should be Mina Mukaf, it should be in one place. Again, usually, let's say, you brought tomatoes, so you say, okay, I need one tomato for the truma, and all the rest I leave in the fridge. Not good. Should all be together, the same things. Mechubar, lechatchila, you shouldn't do a afrashat tumot masot before you pick, when it's connected to the ground. In all kinds of difficult situations, a not religious family, that one or somebody wants it to tumot masot, so there are all kinds of bidiavad options that we wrote in the book as well. But lechatchila you should do only after you harvest. Snacking in the garden in your field. If you have a garden courtyard and it's chatzer mishtameret, let's start this. If you're in a chatzer shena mishtameret, you're in a regular place, open place, you can eat achilat aray. Meaning, you can eat even a few tomatoes, there's no problem. Only when you bring it into your house, you have to separate. But, just a second. If you're in a chatzer mishtameret, meaning you're in your garden, your courtyard, and it's closed, people can't go, you can't eat achilat aray, you can eat only one. You can take one tomato, that's it, not more. Rav Kanievsky writes about why exactly, that's usually what you do. What?
That's in one instance where you can only eat one?
If you have a chatzer, a place which is closed, people can't...
Fence.
That's the easiest, it can be net houses but fenced, so you can eat only one, not achilat aray, it's much less, it's a very practical halakha that people don't know.
And it's fine, you can pick another one and eat another one.
Yes, you can take one, yes, you can do it. Gmar melacha, not now, too complicated. Taking the masmasan ahead of time, there is something you can do, it's not recommended, but there is something you can do once a week. If you're going to be a guest and it's a person that you're not sure if you separate tumot masrot, that you can do a afrashat tumot masrot in advance to say the text, and then when you come, you set aside a bit more than 1%, and you say that I separate tumot masrot like the text I have on my fridge, and it applies. And if you're a guest on Shabbat, you have to do it before Shabbat. Export and import, if you go to outside of Israel, according to most poskim, and you see, I was in Poland, I saw oranges, Jaffa oranges, you have to separate tumot masrot. Because they don't separate for export, they say, why should I separate? More than 1%, who eats it? Or the goyim. You're a Jew that sees it and doesn't matter where, you should separate tumot masrot without a bracha. You should buy Israeli produce fruit, which is kadosh, but just to make sure to do separate tumot masrot. I'll add in brackets, there's no practical problem of orla for export food. Why? It's a whole 15 minutes to explain, but practically there's no problem. And much more of what we have here, we have on our website.
Can I ask you,
discuss Beit Hamitzar before you talk about your Beit Hamitzar before you go on? How people can sign up?
How people can sign up? What we have Beit Hamitzar, people can take this and fill it out, or much easier to do it on the website, Beit Hamitzar Machon Torah Ve'aretz, Torah Ve'aretz Institute. To fill up, they will call you in a day or two just to verify the details, and you can be a member. It's 80 shekels a year, unless you're Kohen and Levi, that you have 50% off. And all this is on the website, all the information.
Are these
halachas today? Are these
halachas
today with the Raisa? So why did you start off right at the beginning that people are high of Kares?
I didn't say Kares. Itabi de Shemaim, and I said today, Trot Masot de Rabbanan. You're right. The basic Chiyuv Trot Masot in Itabi de Shemaim, today applies only in the Rabbanan. You're right. You're right. Thank you very much. Whoever wants questions, please come. Thank you very much.
Please leave the magnets in the front of the room if you have them.